רבי יוסי חזן.
This Shabbos, Habal Leinu L'Teiva, sort of a bridge. On one hand, it's the chib, it's the aliyah of all the Torah and the Tefillah and the mitzvahs of Matan Tovim of Chanukah, Kol Rosh Chodesh Tevis, which was this past, week. Umeidach is the Achana and the Hamtaka of Asara B'Tevis, which is coming, which everyone knows as Chalta, the Puranisa, the beginning of all Tzaras, which Chazal said, the Rishonim already bring from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, that the Etzameim Azeh, if Asara B'Tevis would have fallen on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. And there's an awesome drasha of the Chum Sofer for Ches Tevis printed in the end of Teras Moshe Achavosh, the end of Sefer Dvorim, where he says, why would you fast on Shabbos? Because he says the Chum Sofer that Asara B'Tevis, when Samach Melech Bavel, the beginning of all the Churban, there was not only an act, a practical act of Melech Bavel, but in Shemayim there was a deal in Bezen Shalmaila, should the Churban happen. And every year is this Chadish, what happened in the past. Kumtois, every year in Asara B'Tevis, there's a deal in Shemayim, whether this year will be a year of Geula or it's a year of Churban. Asher Alkin says the Holy Chasam Sofer to the general principle, when do you fast on Shabbos, when not? You see, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we're doing it to Sunday. But again, Asara B'Tevis, but if you fast even on Shabbos, why? The rule is, the Marshal, a Tainus Cholum, which is an omen for the future, you're able to fast on Shabbos. A person has Yortzeit, L'Aviv L'Imai, you don't fast on Shabbos. In Zechariah, you only fast on Shabbos when there's a up-and-coming Rachmanu L'Tzan at Tzor. So in order to avert the tzara through tshuva, through tainis, you're able to fast on Shabbos. Mash enkin, if it's crying over spilt milk over the past, then the tainis is not doing Shabbos. Kum tois tishma is something that happened in the past. Ash alkin, if tishma falls out on Shabbos, you're doing it to something. Mash enkin, asara b'tevis, when every year, michodosh, there's a deal on churban or gula. Therefore, the tainis of asara b'tevis is so chomer that you fast even on Shabbos. Asher Alkeh is a davar poshut, that the fasting is not stam to afflict oneself, but it's to masakin the shayrish of the churban, and the shayrish of the churban starts with mechiras Yosef Kiyadua, we discussed many times, which is the kinah and the sinah. And therefore you'll find a Nukudim Rishush Tefes, which is boilit, Sai Shabbos, the parsha of Ayigash, Sai the Haftorah, obviously, of Yecheskel, and Sai, the central theme of Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh Tevis, which also connects Asara B'Tevis, which obviously the Rosh Chodesh is koil the whole month. To understand this, the famous Cheshbon of the Chum Sofer, I've said this many times, that when was the day when happened the Kfura of Yankov Avinu? And we know the Gemara tells us in Soita what happened on Rosh Chodesh Tevis, B'shas the Kfura of Yankov Avinu, when they put him from Mitzrayim. Esav Arosha tried to stop the Kfura, and there was a grandson of Yankov who was deaf and dumb, Chushim ben Dom, and he couldn't understand what was happening. He wasn't like totally in the Inyonim, as they say, and he took a kupitz and he knocked, chopped off his head, and on this is Merum is the Rosh Chodesh Tevis, Machatz the Roish mi Beis Rosha, the Eibush that hacked it up the cup, the head of the Rosha, who the ultimate Rosha is Esav. So when is the Yartzeit, so to speak, of Fetter Esav? Rosh Chodesh Tevis. And why is that pshat? So the Sforim HaKadosh, the Mashgiach, is Mayrich, in many, many places. What? Who is Esav? Esav is called Soyne Sholom. Esav is Gimatria Sholom Dezel Umazeh. Esav is the one who hates peace. Esav is the one who's called Esav Miloshen Ayin Shov, a false eye, a Shlechta Oig. Esav is the one who's Matul Kinu and Sina Ben Habriyas. So therefore, it's inside the Tzvil Tzadik says, the Pasuk which said in Tilum, Luchu Chazum if Alois Hashem. See the wonders of Hashem. Chazal say, Al Tikra Ashasam Shomis Barat, Al Tikra Shomis Ella Shemis. What does this mean that we'll soon discuss. But the words, Luchu Chazu, again seeing from the eye, Mif Alois Hashem, what the Ebishter did, and he attributes to the fact that the Yontif of Chanukah is the only Yontif in the Jewish calendar. No other Yontif takes place over the course of 2 months. Dafka Chanukah is in Kislev, and Seif Chanukah is Rosh Chodesh Teves, always Chanukah. Right? So that's why the Tzid of Shem Havayah is Gadlu, Seif Teves Gadlu, Lashem, Iti, and Reimim HaShmoy, but you could also have the Tzid from Gadlu, the Vav, right? Because the Eibishter makes such bonus, Ruchu Chazum, if Allah is Hashem, that even the beginning of the month of Teves, the Kedusha, the Lichtigkeit of Neiris Chanukah is mayor into the Chashkus, into the darkness of the Leili Teves Haruch. So Chanukah is the opposite, the Le'umazeh, of the darkness of Teves, which we know that Teves, Tammuz, and Ov, I've said countless times, are the three Yachad de Esav, the 3 months of Esav. So already in the beginning of Teves, that is the day when we kill, we annihilate, we obliterate the rishus of Esav. Says the Tefillah Tzaddik, interesting, L'chu chazum, if Al is Hashem, is 729, which is Gematria, Chodesh Teves. And just to add, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out that 729, that I've said countless times here, is Gematria Krasotten, which is the shame, Krasotten, which is the shame through which Kal Yisrael, all the Nisim, the Deflois, that we victor over Esav, over evil. That's why when Yankov Avinu won the battle with the Samach Mem, the Malach of Esav, he added a name. So now he's not only called Yaakov, he's called Yisrael. Says the Chum Sofer in a Ribu in the Kaimis, Yaakov Molei plus Yisrael is Gematria, 729, Krasot. So the victory, Krasot, is Gematria Chodesh Teves, which is Gematria L'chu Chazu Mif'alois Hashem, which the Tzvila Tzadik adds. I'm just saying this as an introduction to what I'm talking about today. Tzadikim have the power that when you have a Tzorah, and every Gezerah comes through Oisius letters, Tzadikim switch around, they scramble the letters, as we discussed countless times. Tzara is spelled Tzadik Reish Hei, turn it around, and you get the word Ritzei, or you get the word Soyer, which again is Soyer Tasmal Teva Lichtigkeit. Okay? Says the Tzvila Tzadik, what is the Gematria of Teves? 411. What's the Gematria of Kislev? 116. What's the difference? What does Tevis have that Kislev doesn't have? What does 411 have that 116 doesn't have? 295. What's 295? Tzara. Tevis is the month of Tzara. It's the Yachad the Eis of it. It's Leili Tevis Aruchim. Right? Yeah? So the Pasuk says, Eis Tzara Hili Yanku. At the time of Tzara, Chodesh Tevis. Mimena Yivashaya. Mimena Yivashaya is what? 527, which is Kislev plus Tevis. Anyone out there? It's awesome. In other words, the Rosh Chodesh Teves, starting on Chanukah, brings the Lichtigkeit, the message of Chanukah, to override the darkness of Chodesh Teves. What is, if I was to ask a simple child, what is the central motif, the central theme, the lesson of Avodas Hashem of Vayigash Elav Yehuda, the Chibur, the Yichud, of the Shiftei Koh. Once again, we have 12 Shiftei Koh who are living now ba'achtus. In other words, the bittul of the kina and sina, which brought to Bechiras Yosef and brought later to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. L'fi Zevet Recht also, that the Rechayim brings, Sons of Rebbe brings, that one of the central themes of Chanukah is to mekarev those people on the outside, in Sarah Small, in Jusarabim, by his nacht, their darkness, the light of Chanukah could bring them back to Torah as no other yontif. In fact, there's Einigel, the Chakavar brings, the Pasuk says, Ayei Hakdesha, where could you find Kedusha? Hu Ba'inayim, as it's written, right? Hu Ba'inayim is, I know, it's the Korean exif, hello. Yeah, is Gematria Mimei Chanukah. From the days of Chanukah, you can take a person who's in the darkness and Tzara Smol, he's overcome with the Yetzer Hara, and you transform him, as you do, I've said many times, the Vort of the Marnayim, and the Marvashomesh, Leirus Ushmanim, Shein Malikim Ben Bechanukah, Malikim Ben Shabbos, Malikim Ben Bechanukah. Those Neshomes that are not even turned on, not illuminated by the light of Shabbos, or Bechanukah could reach them. Therefore, Chanukah becomes the Chinuch for the Beis HaMikdash, HaShlishi of the Tzadon Sforum. And I've said countless times the words of the Arizal. Ki polo mimcha dover lemishpat. If a person has the Arizal teaches, there's a pella in the Mishpat Hashem. Right? There was a churban. And Chazal say, the Malachi Asharis asked the Rabbeinu Shalom, why was there such wrath thrown at Kal Yisroel? There's an axiom that the Eibush is mechuyif to keep his own Torah. Magid dvorov liyankov hukam ritov liyisroel. So the Malachi Asharis asked the Eibishter, there's a din in the Torah, that if you shecht a chaya or a oif, you have to cover the blood. by the churban beis hamikdash, the pasuk says, "Until him shafchu damam chutzus yishalayim ve'ein koiver," which is blood, rivers of blood flowing. There's a din in the Torah that oisei vespenoylish tishchu du yemechad. You can't shecht a parent and child. Here was mamish ovis bonim. Father's sons, daughters, mother's daughters. There's a din that you have tzaras and you have to destroy a house. So a kohen could first come and save the valuables, the possessions. But the churban beis hamikdash was what? Oru adi yisoy. But the whole yisoy, everything was destroyed. Churban, total churban. So the Rizal teaches, he polem im chadover la mishpat. If there's a pel in the mishpat Hashem, b'shas the churban, ben dom le dom, where was the mitzvah of kisei adam? Ben din le din, where was din of oisiv v'sbenoi? Ben nega le noga, where was the saving of the valuables? Said, answers the Eibush to divrei rivois b'sharech. When there's controversy, and strife, and disharmony, and discord, as Sadiqim said, you can have chiluki deis, you can't have pir halavovis. Right? People can have different drachim. But when there's pir halavovis, divrei rivois b'sharecha brings churban, and the only eitz is v'kamta v'alisa l'mokim ashiv charashem, to go back to Yushalayim, which Yushalayim is irsha churban l'yachtov, sha'oyis is Yisrael chaverim, to bring achtos back and call Yisrael. I mentioned, and therefore, I mentioned Hanukkah. I was giving a Zera Shimshin shir, so I know about Zera Shimshin like you know about the Levana, but whatever. But he says a Moirid Yavor, the first thing I was learning. When did the Maisa of the Yavonim take place? It was the 213th year after the Binyan Beis Hamikdash Hashem. Why? Because 212 is Gimatria Rif. Whatever Divrei Rivos B'Sharecha, it brings Chur. So it says in Svorim, I've said this over Chanukah many times, that the Gezerah of the Yevonim was a re-experiencing of Mechiras Yosef. Therefore, Yosef is Gimatria Antiochus, Yosef is Gimatria Melech Yovan, as the Megalamukas famously says. And because there was Pirut HaLevavos in Chal Yisrael, therefore was the Gezerah of the Yevonim. And therefore, after the 212th year, in year 213, there became this Gezerah, and through the Achdus of the Kahanim, always Kahanim, B'nai Aaron, the Oyev Shalom, Reiz of Shalom, Eretz Abriyas, the Makarv and Latayra, that became the Nes of Chanukah. And the Nes of Chanukah is the Inyan of Miyut, HaMachzik as HaMeruba, which is the Shemen, the Nes of the Shemen, which is the Inyan, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Zion, the Gemara says, when our love was strong, we were able to live on the sharp edge of the sword. With this achdus, you could manage. When there's pure halavovis, veta churban. By the way, what do you know about Riv? If you remember from Shurim, I've given a parsha's boy. Riv. You remember the fellow called Belozim Arachus Machrias Kulam, right? And he went to drup, and he forgot his learning. By the way, Shochach and Choshech are the same letters. Intellectual darkness. And he made a mistake. Instead of reading Achoydish Hazelachem, which is Geulah Mashiach B'David, yeah, he read Achirish Hoyolibam. What letters did he mistakenly substitute? Riv. There's a klipa called Riv. If you remember, just in last week's parsha, when Yankov Avinu sends down the Shiftei Kotem Mitzrayim, he says Kel Shaka Yitin Lechem Rachem Lozneush. Veshilach, yeah. Therefore, say this for him, the Shachal HaTorah and others, when the brothers go to speak to Yosef, where do they, geographically, where do they speak to him? Hello? On the entrance of his house. Why don't they go into the house, sit around the boardroom table, conference table, standing? Why there? Says the Shachal HaTorah, because Yankov Avinu said to them, Kel Shakai. Where do you know Shindal HaDud from? The mezuzah. The mezuzah's habayis remind us of Shindaludit, right? The mezuzah is on the right side, which is the side of Kedusha. On the left side, Tzad HaSmol, that's symbolic of Esav, it's a symbolic of everything which is negative in the world. That's the Tzad of the Klippa of Riv. Right, so they shouldn't forget the message of Shin Dalad Yud, of the mezuzah, of Achdus. By the way, you may remember, Chazal say in Yerushalmi, in Brachas, that Aseres HaDibris, we repeat it every day in Kriyat Shema. And Shema, V'chayim Shemoya, is a summary of the Aseres HaDibris. And I'm not going through it now. But the Yerushalmi says, the last of the Ten Commandments is Lisachmit. You shouldn't have jealousy and envy and... Yeah? which is connected what? Uchsavtam al mezuzah b'secho v'sharecho. Mezuzah is the opposite, the tikkun of this. Why? Because when a person realizes this shin dalad yud, there's an eibishter. She'omer loy lomoy dai. There's boundaries, there's gvulis. And ein adam negeya b'muchan l'chaveri afil gorsh. Right, so everyone has their place. Akol al mekaymai yovei b'sholem, and one yid could live with another yid. Kina comes. Where's the kina? The sachmid comes when you forget about the shin dalad yud. So the klipa of shin, the klipa of riv is subjugated, is destroyed through riv. That's in pasuk. Who is the first in human history? The first kina. Four kind. Four kain. On the first day of creation, the Nachash saw that, you know, Adam Arishin was doing Malach Asharis, they were bringing him wine, and they were frying for him shush kebab over there, whatever. He had coal to Olam Haza. And what happened? The Nachash became jealous. And Nelson, the Gemara said, Soit the Nelson Einov, this is something which is not Chayatim, he desired Chava, right? So all, that's the Nachash HaKadmoni. Yeah, say this for him. Nochosh plus Riv is Gimatria Roshel, and on this says the pasuk Tzoifer Roshel Atzadikum Avakish Lamisay Hashem Leyazven Abiyod. All right, which is the opposite of Shin Dalad Yud. Right. By the way, what's the Shin Dalad Yud is Gimatria? 314. And Riv is Gimatria 212. What's the difference between 212 and 314? Which is Gimatria Emuna. A yid who has a mun that does an abishter who gives everyone what he needs and what he deserves, right? Then he doesn't have riv, he has connected to Shindal Yud, and he has peace and shalom in his, right? Yes, so far so good? Okay. If I was to ask you, okay, let me just go on to a different point now. Just a word from Rav Schlesinger, let me just go to, if you want to understand the Vayigash, the chibur of the Shifteko, you want to understand the parsha generally, the narrative, go back to the Haftarah. The Haftarah is a general summary, because it was done in times when you couldn't read the parsha. What's the Haftarah of this week's parsha? Yechezkel. Hello? Nov Yechezkel. Nov Yechezkel is the one who told them, Be'etzem Yemazeh, who was Megala Asar Betetus. He's a tikkun for it also. So the pasuk says, Azoy, Vahi Dvar Hashem Elay Limur, Va'ato Ben Odom, you Ben Odom. Right? You don't find any other Novi, as far as I remember, who's called Ben Odom. Throughout Yecheskel, every after Yecheskel is always Ben Odom. There's a reason for it. Yeah. Take a piece of wood, and write on it, then take another eight, write, right? You see the difference in the Psukim? By Yehuda it says Lebnei Yisrael Chaveirov. By Yosef it says Beis Yisrael. Right? So I have to understand the Chal. First of all, why Yecheskel Dafke is called Ben Odom? What? Well, there's many answers. Why is Yecheskel called Ben Odom? Why Dafke, you take these two wooden tablets and you merge them into one, which is a symbol of the Achdus of Kal Yisrael, there'll be a Melech Echod, and Goy, no, don't be Shem Amlachas anymore, as we know from Dafka. Why Dafka a piece of wood? Why not a piece of gold, a piece of silver? Dafka wood. Moreover, third question he asks is, why by Yehuda it says, B'nei Yisrael, and by Yosef is Medayik, Beis Yisrael. Remember, it's the same pasuk, you're changing gears. So I said before, what is the central theme of this week's parasha? The ich vayigash, the achdus, the piru, the disharmony, the discord of Mechiras Yosef. Now comes they all right. And Chazal say it's important Bez Yosef actually. It's the Divra Goda. It's important Shmuel Aleket. Different Gersoys. When Yankov Avinu saw all the Yud Beis Shifteko living there ba'achdus, right? He now first, the first one who besakin the bracha Baruch Mekabetz Nitche Am Yisrael. All the fragments, the pirud of Kal Yisrael was now in this achid. To understand this, there's a maral, a mamish, a meiridika maral in the beginning of Netzach Yisrael, end of Perek Aleph, meiridika. We know that Rachel was buried where? Unlike all the other Ovis and Imoyes, she was buried Derech Beis Lechem, Derech Ephes. Why? Normally, pshat is, you learn as a little child that when Yidin will go into Golos, and she will go out of her caver, and she'll cry, and the Eibush will promise her v'shava b'nulu. Says the Ma'ala, much deeper for it. There's a medrash in Bereishis Rab, Toni Rav Shimon b'Yachoy, l'fi shekol hadvorim pluyim b'rochel, everything depends on Rochel, l'fichach nikur Yisrael al shmo. Rochel is called the mama of all of Chal Yisrael. L'churi, you think about it, Leah had four children, Bilhah and Zilpah.
Six minutes.
Bilhah and Zilpah had two apiece, and Rachel only had two, Yosef and Binyamin. Nevertheless, says Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that Rachel is called the Mama Rachel Mevake al Bnei, all Kol Yisrael. V'lo Yisoyif Dover, right? L'shmo, Elo L'shem Bono. Like the pasuk says, in almost Uli Yachanan Hashem Alikei Tzvokos, She'eris Yosef. All Yidin are called She'eris Yosef. Until him it says, Noye Katzoin. So Yosef is not just the father of one particular tribe, or two tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, right? Yosef is called the father of Kal Yisrael. And not only that, not only is Rachel the mama of Kal Yisrael, and Yosef from the fathers of Kal Yisrael, right? But Ben Bino, as the pasuk says, Ben Yak Ben Yakirli Ephraim. All Yidin are called Ephraim. So Rachel was Moirish to Yosef and later to Ephraim, this koyach of being like a central, seminal figure for all of Kal Yisrael. Why is that? Because Rachel, Rashi already said, it says in Pasuk, that it was born to Rachel, Eishes Yankiv, Yosef and Binyamin. I don't say by any of the other emois, because who is the true wife? Who is that Keres HaBayis of Yankiv Avinu? Rachel. Rashi says, right? What's Pshat? Says the Maral, what does a bias do? In my house, I don't have 35 rooms that are alike. I have a bedroom, I have a boardroom, I have a living room, I have a dining room, I have a kitchen, I have a basement, I have a boiler room, but I have a billion different rooms. Right? Each room is different, each room has different kalim. But what's that a bias? You have one gag that covers the whole house, it becomes one mitzias of one house. Each room has different purpose, different tachlis. But it's one house, it belongs to one family. What is the role of a wife? The Gemara says in Yerbiyosi, it says, it's the wife who's a keres habayis, who's ma'achid, everything. Right? Therefore, if, as we discussed many times, the Maral says, if Rachel would have been buried in Maras HaMachpelah, which the Gemara says in Erevin is a ma'ira b'tich ma'ira, in other words, it's biskasya, it's concealed, then this inyan of Rachel as the glue, the cement, which attaches Kal Yisrael, which is Makabit Titcha Yisrael, the Akeres HaBayis, wouldn't exist Bizgal. And therefore, Yidin going into Golus when we're Amecha Mefuzer Mefer Ben Amim, when there's a Pilug in different days, right? If you didn't have Rachel Bizgalyal in Maderech, in Beis Lechem, right? There would be a Churban, there would be no Tkum of Kal Yisrael. Therefore, Dafka the Eibishter made that she'd be buried openly, Bizgalyal. I've said many times that when Moshe Montefiore, the sir from England, when he made the building over the Maras Pelech, Sadiqim weren't happy. Because initially it was just 12 Avonim out in Eimadar. They didn't want it. B'davke Beruchnius, so that brings the Munkacher. Beruchnius, Beruchnius, what am I talking about? Oh yeah. Maras Pelech, Davke, you can't even know exactly where it is, Gein Avish. Aber the Keverochel is Dafka Bizgali. It has to be Bizgali. Something revealed on Eima Derech. Therefore, it's Bederech Ephras. If someone was mayor, in Gemara Loshen, what does Ephras mean? Remember the beginning of Bay, you don't got to go very far. Uchl de Ephras. Piru. Whenever there's an Ephras, when there's Piru, when there's Churban, when there's Galus, it's Dafka Mamerochel, who is Ma'achid, called Yisroel. So that was Zerochel. There's no other person in Jewish. Look. If you want to go through all of the Averis, the major Averis in the Torah, think about it. Starting from the Nochosh Neitzadas, and then later on with Cain and Hevel, till Mechiras Yosef, what is the Sheirish of all of them? Kina. Being a Tsar Ayin from one to the other. What is the Tikkun? Obviously having an Ayin Toiv towards another Jew. Right? What is the and that was Rachel. There's no other person who symbolizes the lack of kinu, the being mesameach. Someone works for someone for 7 years, and you're waiting for this day to go to the chuppah, and the last second year, your father, the Ramai, switches you, and you not only are passive and you don't spill the beans, you're moister to her the simonim. You lie under the bed, and you talk as if it's Leah talking, right? Garnished. Adama Drega, from she's talking, right? Gewaltig. Yeah? Who is, because of that, who is she zeichet to have? A son called Yosef, and a son called Binyamin. What do you know about Yosef? In this week's parasha, Ani Yosef Achecha, Rashi Bechartim Oyusiheinu, says the Arachayim HaKodesh, Chazal Bemis, the same Achva, even after the Churban, he's still Ba'achva with his brother. The whole, could you imagine, you're a 17-year-old boy, you're in today's, with all psychiatrists, psychologists, all these magazines, you know, all the, you know, you're trauma, the guy is probably messed up for life. The same Yosef, the same Achva. Fakir, we learned in last week's parasha that when Yosef, remember Yosef gave Chamisha Masoyis to Binyamin, Vateir Masa Binyamin, five times more. Hello? What kind of funny thing is that? The whole business came because of the kinu. The Gemara says a person should not be matal kinu because of Shtei Shkolim Melas, that Yankiv gave Ksenis Pasim because of this kinu. So why is he repeating the same mistake? Says the Sefurno, Yosef wanted to know when is the time to be Mizgala? When is the time to reveal Ani Yosef? That I'm still you with you, Ba'achlo. So he wanted to test the brothers, do you still have this, I'm going to give more to Binyamin. Let's see if you're able to live Ba'achva and not Tavkin. And Faker, what happens at that Suda? They drink from the wine, they're Mamish Begilufin, Purim. Forget the whole Yisrael Purim is not in Kamagami. Hello? Why? Says the Halik Dusharim, says Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka, Mahiridikavort. Why would both Yosef HaTzadik and the Shiftei Kah, they became Nazir. They didn't drink wine. They were Nazir Ben Yayin. Why? First of all, the Ben Yoyoda, which is awesome. Which is not. You know why they never drank wine? When Yosef never drank wine? Because Yosef, not only I'm Moichel you, I take it to heart. I have a real sin on Kino Beliba, but I'm overcame it. I'm Moichel you. More than that, he never took it to heart. But more than not take it to heart, every minute of the day, Yosef HaTzadik is mispal for the brothers. That the Mechiras Yosef shouldn't what? Have a negative effect. Abraham shouldn't strike them down for the Aveira of Mechiras Yosef. This is Sinas Chinam. Asher Alkin says to Ben Yayod, one of the great Sfardi, Yosef was davening constantly day and night for the welfare of his brethren. A shikr can't daven. And if it calls a man, think about it. You're in Mitzrayim, Dreer, base Asur, whatever. All the Nesik Felduk and Nesyonis. And what are you davening about? Your brothers have sold you. They shouldn't. That's one pshat. That since he was constantly davening for them, he couldn't drink. The Klusharim and the Bisukvurka say, when the Shvatim passed the test, and Binyamin was given five times more than them, and there was not an ounce, an iota of Kinon, Sinon, and Tachros between them, now's the time to say L'chaim. Now you could take out a bottle of mashkin. So there's no greater example, right? Because what is Yosef, the son of Rachel? Hello? Yeah? There's a word I saw in the Chido. It's a Meridic word. It says, when Yigashel is going to be Adoini, the emes is Yosef is the Odoin, the master, the melech of all Yud Beishiftiko. He's the master of all. He's the Melech. He was the master of everybody. Why? So he brings him a sefer. I don't know who the sefer is. Eshkolus Hagefen. Sounds like a Meridik sefer. Eile told us Yankiv Yosef, just like all the Shiftei Kah were kol in Yankiv the Bechir Shabavis. Al derech zev Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol banav. Because Yosef is koidal within himself, all 12 children. Therefore, why he's Ben Zikunim. Hello? Ben Zikunim. Zikunim is plural, not Zokin. Zokin is the Shekhar HaChokhmah, the word in Kibush. Zikunim, he had all the wisdom available, right? Ben Zikunim, who? What's the Gematria of who?
12.
He's the Zikunim, the Chokhmah of all Yud Beis Shiftiko. How much is Chokhmah? Rabbi Sternbach, I need you here. 73. How much is 73 times 12? 876, very good. What's 876 Begimatria? Yosef, with a langa pay, a mansapach pay, a final pay, is 800. So what's the Gematria of Yosef? 876. Hello? Therefore, it says, and they couldn't handle this, that this one man is koil everybody else. Right? Therefore, by the way, it says, Vyashitu is ketontoi. So it's a possum, right? What's the gematria of ketontoi? 876. They couldn't handle that Yosef Atadik, by the way, he says, a muidik paparazzo, work it out with a pen and paper. Take the gematria, bimilui, of Reuven, Shim, and Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zulun, da da da, all, right? Hello? Work it out. 8,164. Which is Ben times Zokin. Ben, 52, times Zokin is 8,164. Yosef was, by the way, that's pshat. You know, in last week's, it's Meiridik. It's not Meiridik. Anyone who doesn't believe Tyrus from the Abrister is a retard. It's a machine. And forget about it, it's not the Kurds. It's a pretty machine. The Muzain is an Abrister. In last week's parish, it's called. That's an Acher. Remember Rashi says, this is a Baruch HaKodesh, and Acher referring to who? Yes. Yosef? Yellow? And everyone asked the Kasher, what is Acher? Yosef is called Ha'echod Einenu. Echod. Echod and Acher are two opposites. The opposite of Avodah Zarah, which is Acher. Big Dalet, big Reish, hello, don't make the difference. Hello, you with me? Hello. Yeah? So why is Yosef called Acher and he's called Echod? The two opposites. The Marshal says, why was Elisha ben Avuya called Acher? It's like Acher. We believe in Echad. So why is Yosef called? Why did Rachel call Yosef Yosef? Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher. You know what the Friedrich Rebbe in Sefer Sichas, Tavrei Tzadikas, says, you know what the Avodah of Yosef is? To add, to make from the Acher into a Ben. I've said 1,000 times the famous story to Bnei Yisachar. I don't know why the Rebbe's had a big Indian Leil Seder. He used to go hear Damaratzim, how they make a Seder. Heard one simple guy, Kam knew a bit of Ivra. All he knew was in shul, when you say Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad, you go Echad, you're like Marech Beches, right? So when it came to the four sons of Nagoda, he said what? Echad, Chacham, Echad, Rasha. Like that. The Yisrael give Valdiga Hanoa from this. He repeated this, and the Shalom Belzer said, the Amoris that Isa was able to find the Echad in the four sons. Hello? What's the Gematria of, by the way, Rabbi Sternberg, what's the Gematria of Echad? How much is four times Echad? Which is what? Ben. Yosef Hashem, Li, Ben, Acher. To make the four bonim. Hello? Yeah. What's the gematria of four? What's the gematria of four times Ben? 208. Which is? Acher in Makoil. Which is also the gematria. Hello? Which is also the gematria, if I can remember. Ben Zikunim Hulai, Zikunim is Makoil, is also. Work it out. 208. To make, that's what Yosef is Gematria. 156, which is three times Ben. Yosef is, who is the one who's Makar of the Rosh to the Tom and Shani Idea? The Tzadik it says. Chochm, why? Who is Yosef? He Ben Zikunim, who has the Targum Taich? He Bar Chakim. The Chochm has to deal with the Rosh. So Yosef is also 156 because he's Makar of the three other Bonim. Hello? Which you don't gotta be a genius to work out, which is the idea of Chanukah, which is the Chinuch. You have to be Mechanuch, not only the good and the great and the elite and the son of the Rosh HaKoyel, but you gotta Mechanuch everybody. Which is another issue, but not in Kamakoyel. Right? That's how Yosef. Yosef is responsible for all of Klal Yisrael, which, by the way, is also the name of the Gavir. All these, right? Yeah? He made all Ginach Yeshach of the Gavir. What is Gavir? Ayin Gimel. Which is Chochmah. And what? Yud Beis. It's the Chochmah of all Yud Beis Shifteiko. Right? So, now here comes the what do you call it? The what? The punchline. Yeah. Okay. This is from the Rebbe of Yonis in the half Pirush and the half Torah in this week by Moiridi. Awesome. You know who Yecheskel was? A Gilgal of Cain. How do you like that? According to the Machlokes and Mekubalim, I can't make but according to the Rebbe Yonis, at least over here. Both Yosef HaTzadik's neshama and Yecheskel the Novi both came from the Sheirish of Kain. Same neshama. You want to prove it to me? Yecheskel's Gematria? Chevra, wakey, no time life. 156. Which is Gematria? Yosef. Gematria T and the Tetra. Six times Chevra. Hello? Yeah? They came from Kain. 156 and plus 4, the 4 Oseas is Gematria? 156, which is Kain. What is the gematria of the word kino? 156. What is the avoida of Yosef and later Yecheskel? To get rid of the kino, right, which divides Kal Yisrael. right? Gives you a bit of understanding. The whole machl, the whole Bechiras Yosef is like very hard for people to understand what was going on here. Says the Rebbe of Yosef, Yosef HaTzadik in his, by the way, HaTzadik is also Gematria, whatever, you can come again. Work it out yourself. Yosef has this dream of Hine Anachnu Ma'almim Alumim B'tzoy Chasod V'nei Kama Alumosi V'gam Nitzava in a field. Why was it in a field? Because what was Yosef in his previous life? Kayin. What was Hevel and what was Kayin? Hevel was a Royetzoin and Kayin was a Oyved Adomo. Woo. So, and who was Yehuda, by the way? He was a Gilgal of Hevel. Hello? So, oh, now I understand. Why do they have this natural hatred to Yosef? Because last time around, you killed me. Hello? Let's kill him. So what did Yehuda say? No. If we kill him, we're going to have to cover his blood. What do you know about the blood of Hevel? Cold me. Hello? The Eber should let the blood hang out there on the Eitzim and Avonim. So we can't do that to Yosef for political reasons, whatever. Well, Yankov say, well, the Jewish Telegraph say, whatever. Yeah. Asher Alkein, what? What do we got to do? Hello? What was the punishment to Cain in his previous game? What did the Eber say the punishment? Nova no tiyabarat. Therefore, lechuv in the great old Yishmael. Hello? Says that it remains, who was Cain, who was Hevel? Cain was Shayah to the eights Adas, and Hevel was the eights Achayim. That is the meaning that the Abishah tells Yecheskel. You, Yecheskel on Novi, who previous you were the Gilgal of Cain, which was hatred and fraternal animosity, etc. Therefore, throughout the Novi, Yecheskel is called what? Ben Adam. Because you're Cain. Who's Cain? Ben Adam. Right? Take these two Eitzim, which is Cain and Hevel, Yosef and the brothers, and make them into one. And that is the V'hayu l'chodim b'yodecho. And that's the Sorokin and the Sephraim. That's the Achdus. That's why, no time to elaborate. Everything of Kedusha is Nefesh, B'yankiv v'shiv Nefesh l'shin yochid. By Esav it says Nefashois, plural. That's why by Don, right? Ubnei Don, Remeir, Remeir was a Sefer Lavler, it says Uben Don Chushim. What's going on here? Because the way is done was the Pesel Micha and the ones who were kicked out from the Paltasana Orin, the Nefshalom Macharecha, who Amalek starts off with. So it's called Bnei Don, plural, even if it's one guy. But that creates Pirut, Alma de Prud. In the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir, Meir stands for Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. He sees the Achdus, the way things will be, as the Novi prophesies in this week's Torah. Right? Yeah. Now I understand why it says the Beis Halevi asked the famous vort. Vayimoyin lehinochem. So he brings a medrash. Chazal said that Matronisa asked one of the Tanoim. But Yehuda also lost two sons. Did he in perpetual avelus? No. Why did Yankov Avinu have such? He's Ariel Bini Oval Shoil. Why? Because there was an Indian that he knew that Avram had one good son and Yitzchak had one good son, and he was destined to have Yud Beis Shiftiko. Right? 12. And that's where he's taking the 12 Avonim, making them into one again, right? And that was the simon that he will be a success. When Yosef is not there, the Yud Beis Siruf Hashem Avaya, all the Inyonim Lemaila of Yankov Avinu being my Metolus and creating the Beis Hamidrash Shlishi, right? All of that was going to dissipate. Once you had Vaiter, the Achtus of the Yud Beis Shifteka, that was the success. That's where. By the way, Derech Agav. It says when initially they told him Rav Oydeisa ben Ichai, he was vayofik libi. He didn't. He was like skeptical. The word is like he was sin. He didn't know. Is it true? When they showed him the agolos, why the agolos? Where are the agolos? By the way, we discussed this countless times. It's machlokes. Rashi, this is the Chazal. Was it the symbol of the egla rufa, the last thing they learned together, or was it the sheish eglos tov that the Nasiim brought? What does the eglos tov got to do anything? So the Satmar Rebbe. Brings from his uncle, the Vireil. Why did the Nasiim, they're wealthy boys, yeah? They had a lot of money, yeah? Why did they have to bring six? Why didn't they bring 12? Well, each Nasi could have brought one. The same reason the Al Sheikh HaKadosh brings B'Shem Shlomo Al-Kabetz, the author of the Chadoidi, that there's the Inyan of Machtes HaShekel to show that every Yid is incomplete without another Yid. Therefore, each Nasi, oh, that's the raya of. So Yosef, Yaakov Avinu believed, yes, he's alive, but who is he alive as Yosef? Is he alive with the same madrega of Achva as being a Melech to Ma'achid, the son of Rachel, who's Ma'achid, that carries Abayas? By the way, you may notice this Sfarim HaKadosh point out, when was the chinuch of the first Beis HaMikdash, in which month? Pasuk HaMalachim, Tishrei. When was the chinuch of the second Beis HaMikdash, Kislev? When is the chinuch of the third Beis HaMikdash, Meir Yomeinu? Cheshvin. Look, you have another Beis Sachar here. What's going on, you guys? There's also Mefurish, all over the place. Hello? Do you notice that these 3 months, Tishrei, Cheshvin, Kislev, is Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin? Hello? All Akeres Abayis, B'nei Shal Rachel. Because who is the Riv, the opposite of Tzinnes Chinam? What is Riv, Ratio, Base, what does it stand for? No. Rachel, Yosef, Binyamin. Rachel is Ma'achid, right? Yosef and Binyamin, which is Ma'achid, all of Kal Yisro. Which is why Yerushalayim is Irsha Chubur Layachta v'chul v'chul. You get to the Shlemos of Shin Yud Beis. 12 times Shem Avai. Hello? 312. Yeah? 12 times Shem Avai is 312. Hello? Which is Shmois B'nei Yisro. Oh! Now, this is my own word. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but it sounds right. That's why B'chu chazum if alois Hashem asher som v'chazal read shemois baretz. When do you have the shlemus in Kol Yisrael? When you have all the yud peis shifte kosh in yud peis shemois ben Yisrael muchod. And that is why I understand why Chazal say ein ace of neufel ela biad b'nei boneh. We have a Kabbalah shel Rachel, because Rachel is the achdus, the hepech of the period of Esav, which is klipas riv. Right. Therefore, the Eibishter appears to Yankim. The Maris Halayla, Maris Halayla is Gimatria Chodesh Tevis. Ches Tes Yud Tevis, this is the Mashgiach, is Gimatria Dech Sholim, the Chevet Dun people. Who's the tribe of the month of Tevis? Very. The Nech Sholim, the lowlights, right? Yeah? Over Ches Tevis, Tes Tevis, Yud Tevis, the three days of darkness, which Hanukkah, right? Is Ches Tevis, Tes Tevis, Yud Tevis, is Gimatria Ad Asher Ove El Adoyin Yisira, this is the month, or whatever. You know what else happened in the month of Tevis? Anyone going Purim Dikari next Yom Tov on the agenda? When was Esther taken? Chodesh Aguf Nerem Aguf, yeah. Vati Lachach Esther, says the pasuk. Bachodesh Asiri Yuchodesh Tevis is Gimatria Matzio Ben Yochanan Goin Gadol Chashmona Yubonov. That's Meiridik, because the idea of Chanukah is Achtus. Koyin Gadol, Bnei Aaron, yeah? And that's the month that's Avodah B'Tevis. By the way, in history, before Kain Hevel, which is before the Nachash, before creation of man, where is the Yesoid of all of Kina? This Kina, this hate, this eats us up. Where did it come from? You know where it is? When the Abish created the Shnei Me'uris HaGidoylim, right? So the Levana was Mekatrik, Eif Shel Shei Belochim, Mishtam Shekiz Rechog, either me or him, right? And therefore, the Miut HaLevana, the Begimus HaLevana, which Kal Yisrael is Meinu Levana, is the surge of all Tzoros Kal Yisrael. Says the Mashgiach, Meiru Tikavort. Vayar Es HaGol, trust me, I worked this out. Vayar Es HaGol is the Gimatria Lemalvis Begimus HaLevana. The HaGol is, which I in Gol is, the Chum Zofer says. Everything of Gol is connected to 70. How many Nefesh went down to Mitzrayim? This is about 70. How many years was Gol is Bavel? 70. How many nations in their Golus Edoim? 70, right? Begimus Halavonas Gimachia of the year Ur Halavonaka Iracham. That will Mesakin the Begimus Halavono, right? And therefore, Bisvada Yosef El Ochiv is Gimach Elechov is Gimachia Fakta Misbidi, which Gimachia Lachavatora. And therefore, Vitsoima Siri is Gimachia, like Huda Mesoira, Yumahapich everything. Oh, I forgot to. Oh. I just can't remember. Okay, but that's the I can't remember. Gvalda Gimatria. Oh, whatever. But the vort is that, you know, it says the famous, to end off with the famous vort of Rebbe Chesel of Kashmir, everyone brings. It says that when Yosef meets Binyamin after all these bitter years, and he's Yosef, right? What is their reaction? What? Each one is rachad. I'll say, Binyamin was crying over the Mishkan Shila in the Chelk of Yosef, and Binyamin was crying over the Mishkan Shila. Yeah. L'chura, you ask a simple: why don't they cry on their own churban? Many answers. The simple answer, the cause of the churban, says the Kashmir, is chsinas chinam. When a person forgets a bissel wegen zich, and he cries on the chelos shachaveiroi, that brings gula. And therefore the Yisab Bracha, the Moshe's Rebbe, an enigel of the Bechazel Koshmer, says, Al Tzavore, and Al Tzavorev is Gimachi of Ahaftal Yach Gabichu. And therefore this week's parsha, Vayigash, Daf Torah, Chanukah, all of these in Yonim are all one to create that these days should be L'Beis Yehuda, L'Sasin, L'Simcha, L'Yamayitim Tzim.
Je vais,